This is WKSU News. I'm Faluke Amason. Like most school districts in Ohio, Beachwood went virtual last March due to the pandemic, but it has since evolved into a new model, significantly different from what schooling was like prior to the pandemic. For WKSU's Learning Curve, we examine Beachwood's current education format, how it's working for teachers and families, and expectations for the future. At Beachwood City Schools, a high-performing Cleveland suburb, education is significantly different than it was a year ago. Like many of the more than 100 suburban districts throughout the state, Beachwood moved to remote learning, then eased back into options for in-person learning in the fall. But Superintendent Robert Hurtis says for a quarter of Beachwood's elementary students, remote learning remains a way of life.
Ultimately, for these families, it was an option that that if we hadn't offered it, I don't know what they would have done.
Though so far, most research focuses on urban and rural districts, state data reflects enrollment losses over the past year among pre-K and kindergarten in suburban districts. Hardis says daily attendance at Beachwood has dropped slightly as well. But for the nearly 1,700 students who remain, Beachwood has adopted different models for different grades and learning needs. At the elementary school, Beachwood now offers an online teacher at each grade level. For children back physically in school buildings 5 days a week, the district added classrooms to maintain social distancing, and Hardis says there's a benefit.
It's created even more of sort of a family feel among a small group that are at school.
But things get more complicated when it comes to middle and high schoolers. Students who chose to return to the classroom under a hybrid model attend in-person classes 4 days a week for 3 hours. To keep classes smaller, some students attend school in the morning and others in the afternoon. The schedule means reduced instruction time, and that's a concern for middle school social studies teacher Garth Holman.
You know, if you're only seeing them twice a week, you're losing 66% of your teaching time. So you're trying to cover content which kids can't do.
And finding the best online method for specialized subjects often is a challenge. Math teacher Michelle Karim says although technology has been transformative, it remains very limited.
It has been so hard, or they're showing a piece of paper up to the screen so I can try and see their work to try and guess and figure out where they went wrong. That kind of regular discourse back and forth has been lost.
Still, J.C. Lenk, a Beachwood Middle School teacher and educational technology expert, believes the use of technology will flourish as teachers become more comfortable with it, even beyond the pandemic.
Hopefully, educators are more willing to try new things, you know, that they have learned a lot of things in the technology world.
Superintendent Hardis agrees. He says teachers have expanded options to better serve their students.
We don't feel that this is a lost year at all. We feel that while it's very different, that students are learning, they're making progress, they're going to be ready for the next class, they're going to be ready for college if it's a high school senior, but it's taken a huge stretch on everyone.
And it comes at a cost for both the districts and some students. Beachwood has spent close to $1 million over the past year to adapt. And while most suburban districts don't face Wi-Fi and computer access problems of many urban and rural schools, some students struggled during the months of online-only instruction. Jessica Venditti is a Beachwood parent and mental health professional who works with adolescents. She says she has noticed an increase in depression and anxiety in other districts since the pandemic began.
I saw kids in my professional role who pulled A's and B's consistently and fell off a cliff academically when the pandemic started.
Jamie Klein, mother to two Beachwood elementary students, says her kids do much better in the classroom. That influenced her decision to send them back, even though she's medically high risk and has concerns about COVID.
They're in a lot of athletics. They love being around friends and socializing. And when you don't get to do any of that and school is different, I think like their whole world just changed.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is pushing to return public education to in-person instruction. But even schools like Beachwood that have been back in session for months acknowledge COVID has changed their classrooms, and those changes will likely extend beyond the pandemic. I'm Faluke Amason, 89.7 WKSU.